What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is actually the first time I used my green screen background effect. As you see, I got the Paul Pickett Podcast logo in the background behind me, green screen. I'm actually going to start fiddling with this a little bit more, change up the backgrounds and whatnot. Don't forget that I go live on TikTok, and I'm also pre-recording for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, BitChute, Rumble, Twitch, Twitter, and the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, and much, much more. I'm going to go over last night's games, and I want to get into a couple things. I want to get into Ja Rule Morant, and then I want to get into Joel Embiid and the Sixers offseason. And of course, they crumbled last night like a cookie. The Sixers did. You got 19 out of Tobias Harris. Oh, yeah, and the score was 112 to 88. 19 out of Tobias Harris, 11 out of P.J. Tucker, 15 out of Joel Embiid. Tyrese Maxey gave you 17, and James Harden gave you 9. Now, check this out, though. This was really interesting. Let me pull up my calculator real quick. I don't want to add this all up. You got, we got 15, 17, we got 24, 33, 48. 48 points between four of the starters. Jason Tatum had 51 points last night. Jason Tatum outscored four of the starters by himself. And Jaylen Brown gave you a 25-piece to go along with it as well, which is what I had Jaylen Brown getting when me and my friend was going over his sports bets and whatnot, his online sports bets. I had Jaylen Brown getting at least 25 to 28. And then you also got 12 from Malcolm Brogdon off the bench. And that's all she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. This game is a prime example of why they need to hold off on the MVP voting. They should literally wait till probably after this round of the playoffs before we do the MVP vote. They shouldn't base it off regular season. Because when you throw in the playoffs, and just for some context here before I go into this, I picked Giannis as MVP this year. And people are going to say, well, Paul, Giannis got put out first round. Oh, yeah, he did. Of course, he was hurt 2.5 games as well, which is pretty much 40% of that series. And Jimmy Butler balled the hell out. But, yeah, for context, I would have picked Giannis for MVP again. And he's won back-to-back before, but I would have picked him for his third. When it's all said and done and you look at it, Joel Embiid is fourth best for MVP at most. Fourth best. And when you look at it in totality now, Tatum and the Joker, they're the MVPs of the season right now. They're the top two right now. They're the top two MVPs of this the regular season, the whole season, the totality of it. I mean, Jokic is dominated. Jason Tatum, he hasn't dominated, but damn, he had to go through the Sixers. They got through the Hawks last one. Little feisty little Hawks put up two wins on them. Sixers had them up 3-2. They still came back 1-2 straight. Jason Tatum, I mean, ends it with a 51 piece. I mean, when you're the guy, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, there ain't much I can say about Jason Tatum this morning. Like, Jason Tatum was having me think, like, he might not be the guy on a championship team. I'm questioning that now. I'm second-guessing that now. Jason Tatum can clearly be. That's the thing. He's not a. He's kind of like Durant when, like, vocally, he doesn't really. He's not aggressive the way he talks to people. He's too humble on that aspect. Like, he doesn't want to bark at people until they bark at him first. You know, and I'm typically like that, but I can bark at people if I feel like they're wrong. If I feel like they're totally wrong, I can bark at them and call them out. But Joel Embiid looks like fourth best MVP at most right now. And to be honest with you, Anthony Davis might have got overlooked for MVP because towards the end, Anthony Davis literally carried the Lakers into the play-in tournament. And literally, Anthony Davis is the main reason they've gotten this far. I mean, because even last game, when you go to the last game with Anthony Davis here, what was the game? It was on the 12th. Like, he didn't score but 17. But this is where he's dominating, is on the inside. I mean, he had 20 rebounds. When you get 20 rebounds, you're dominating on the inside, along with two steals and two blocks. He had 17 points on three turnovers. 17 and 20, you're dominating inside with two blocks and three steals. And people were scared to go inside on Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis gets hurt a lot too. But I think Anthony Davis is probably as skilled as Embiid. But on a defensive end, he might be a tad bit better. And he's definitely probably a better rebounder when you're putting up 20 pieces. I mean, let me look at Embiid's numbers for rebounding last night. I mean, what was his rebounds? Not only did Embiid only have 15 points, he only had 8 rebounds. He had 2 blocks, 1 assist. I mean, they gave up, man. They gave up. And somebody said it best. If I'm Doc Rivers, I'm quitting before they fire me because these guys gave up. Let me get into what I think the Sixers should do in the offseason. If I'm the Sixers, I'm trading everybody except, or getting rid of everybody I can except Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. And I might would keep PJ Tucker. I think he's under contract for like 2 or 3 years. Everybody else could pretty much go. Tobias Harris, I'm throwing him on the market. I'm seeing what I could get for Tobias Harris. If I can bring back a shooter for Tobias Harris, I'm bringing back a shooter. Or a 3-and-D guy. James Harden, I'm sitting down with James Harden, seeing what he really what he's really thinking about. And if he really wanted to go back to Houston, try to see if you can talk him into a sign and trade. No way do I want James Harden to come back. No way do I want Tobias Harris coming back. Tyrese Maxey would be a year older. You probably need to give him the ball anyways, give him more confidence, let the offense run through him, and Embiid. Yeah, I'm seeing what I can get for these guys. I'm retooling. Not rebuilding, but retooling. Maybe I can get 2 players for Tobias Harris. Maybe I can get 2 pieces for James Harden. Maybe I could get James Harden for – maybe I could trade James Harden want to go back to Houston. Maybe you could trade James Harden for Kevin Porter Jr. and another piece, another player, or draft pick or something, an asset, a second-round pick, a first-round pick, or Kevin Porter Jr. and another player. And that is if Houston wants James Harden back. Who knows? They're under new ownership, though. So these new owners always come in and want to put their imprint and they stamp on things. Ja Rule Morant. Video comes out. And Ja Morant is literally has a gun in his head on Instagram. There's a couple reactions I got to this. The first time it happened, it was on his account. The second time was on his friend's account. It seems like he really didn't learn his lesson, and he thought it would get overlooked because it was on his friend's account. I guess he thought his friend's account won't get as much attention to him. But once people start seeing Ja Morant in the video, that alone, people will probably start sharing it, going live more on it and whatnot, and watching the video. So there's that. This guy's just throwing away money. He's literally done throw away 30 or 40 million. This, like, I do agree that with Ja Morant that he got snubbed from the All-NBA. And we know why he got snubbed, because of his character. He got judged by his character off the court. I still think he should have been at least third team All-NBA, if not second team. I think he should have been second or third team All-NBA, because if we're basing it on your actual play, it's kind of like when I posted something. I posted something on Facebook about my favorite, you know, who I think the best female rapper of all time is. And I said Lauryn Hill. And this white lady's like, well, I can't pick Lauryn Hill because she's a racist. Well, that has nothing to do with does Lauryn Hill make good music or great music. That has nothing to do with Lauryn Hill making music. And it wouldn't make me think any less of how Lauryn Hill's music making abilities. If Lauryn Hill really is a racist, if she really is a racist, I wouldn't think any less of her music making abilities. I would think less of her as a human being or as a person, but it wouldn't make me, you know, it's like when people, you know, shit talk R. Kelly's music because of, you know, the sadistic stuff he did. It still doesn't take the fact away that the guy made great music. I don't judge his music based on, you know, crimes he committed or if he or she is racist. That doesn't make me say, oh, they can't make great music because they're racist. No, if the music is great, the music is great. And if they're racist, that's a whole different thing. That's their character. That has nothing to do with abilities. You know, it's like saying if Michael Jordan was a racist, you couldn't acknowledge that he was the greatest player of all time. What? He's still 6-0 in the finals. Two times he's won three straight championships, which has never been done in my lifetime. But by him, has I seen anybody else with three? The only person, I've only seen one other group win three straight championships in my lifetime. And that was the Lakers, Kobe and Shaq. And they could have probably won another two or three straight after they lost that one, if they would have retooled with Shaq and Kobe, and Shaq would have stayed more in shape. You know, but it'd be like me saying that they wasn't a great team even if both of them guys were racist. I mean, no, like, characters judged on character. Ability should be judged on ability. You know? It doesn't, like, that's the thing. Like, that's what's really racist, is when, like, you discredit everything about a person. It's like, you know, Usain Bolt being the fastest dude in the world, but you trying to not acknowledge he's the fastest person in the world because he might be racist or something about him you might not like. It still doesn't take away the fact that, you know, they were great. And Ja Rule, though, man, I mean, like, this cat is, he threw away $30-40 million for the All-NBA team. And he still should have made it, as far as I'm concerned. That's my whole point. He still should have made it. It doesn't, him waving the guns doesn't take away his actual ability on the court and what he did. Like, and he's much must-watch basketball. When you talk about eye candy basketball, like eye candy on the court, he's at the top of the list, man. He's at the top of the list. But somebody also made a great point today, because Ja Rule's fucking up. I mean, see, I'm calling him Ja Rule. Ja Rule Morant. Ja Morant's fucking up tremendously with this, because they made a point, and I'm like, this point could end up being valid. RJ Barrett could end up being the best player in the draft, where he was picked behind Zion and Ja Morant. Zion because of injuries, Ja Morant because of self-inflicted wounds, as we call them, self-inflicted. And now Nike's talking about possibly, you know, putting his contract on hold or putting the Nike sponsorship on hold. Now we're looking at probably $130 million down the drain. You know, and I was talking to a friend the other day. We were talking about the Cam Newton, you know, saying that NFL is racist because he's not in the NFL because his haircut. I question more how could he fit his hair in the helmet than is he not in the NFL because his haircut. It's because of his ability, apparently, you know. But, yeah, like, it's crazy. It's just crazy, you know. It's $130 million drain right there. I don't know what, like, I was talking to a friend the other day, and it was like, some people be like, well, what if John Morant doesn't want to be a role model? Well, then don't be a professional athlete. How about that? If you don't want to be a role model, then don't be a professional athlete, because professional athletes are considered and classified as role models. You know, then I gotta be asking myself, I gotta question his father and all of this. Like, what kind of parent are you? I got a question. What does Ja Morant really want to be? See, I want to call him Ja Rule, because I don't know if he wants to be a rapper or a basketball player. I don't know if he wants to be an NBA player or NBA young boy. I don't really know. You know what? And people are really upset at him for flashing the gun. I'm more upset for listening to NBA Youngboy, man. Can you actually listen to something like a more substance like Nas or Benny the Butcher or Freddie Gibbs or somebody with more substance? Griselda or somebody like that. I mean, I'm more upset that he's listening to NBA Youngboy than he is flashing the gun on camera, you know? Because, like, a lot of these young bucks do this. They flash guns on cameras. My cousin did it one time with his little homie. Had a picture on Facebook. Had it on his little Facebook thing. I was like, yo, dude, like, that's not really smart. I wouldn't do that. Because, you know, you're flashing around guns that, really, you're not supposed to be flashing around guns that aren't yours in the first place. Like, if somebody like, yo, let me take a picture with your 12-gauge shotgun that you got behind this couch right here. Nah, it's mine. Nobody holds my shotgun but me. That's why it's my shotgun. You know? That's the thing, too. Like, people flashing other people's guns is so lame and corny to me. You know? Ja Morant definitely ain't learned his lesson. He's definitely self-inflicted wounds. Stephen A. went in worse than me. And I felt like I was going to go in worse on him. But I'm more upset that he's listening to NBA Youngboy music than than flashing the gun. You know? And I get it. NBA, that's the thing. NBA has a certain image to uphold. When you sign these contracts, there's a thing in there called moral clauses. And anything that they feel morally goes against their image, they can terminate your contract. I've seen people calling for, somebody was calling for them to be suspended for a whole year. And it was like, that's too much. Not if he keeps doing the same thing over and over again. Not if you ain't learned your lesson, you know. You're a violent criminal that keeps robbing people at gunpoint. Yeah, you need to get locked up more and more every time. Well, if we locked you up 2 or 3 years the first time, you should be getting 6 the second. Double it every time. Double it every time you want to go out there and commit armed robberies. You know? Have we seen any other NBA player out there flashing guns on camera like that? I mean, and it's really, you know what's really bad? When Gilbert Arenas, the guy who was pulled a gun on another guy in the Wizards locker room, they pulled a gun on each other over a bed, if I'm not mistaken. And one of those guys is locked up in prison right now. Not Gilbert Arenas, of course, because he's got a podcast. But when Gilbert Arenas is saying, yo, man, you need to chill out. You know you need to chill out. When Gilbert Arenas is telling you you need to chill out, a guy who actually pulled a gun out of somebody in a locker room. You know, I know. And like, the thing is I don't know why people think these things are even cool. Like, yeah, I have a shotgun. I got a 12 gauge. And I bought it around COVID time. And why did I buy it? Because I felt like I knew, this is what I told myself. They keep the economy shut down too long. Theft and robberies are going to go up. They're just going to go through the roof. If you keep the economy shut down too long, common sense, common knowledge tells you theft and robbery goes through the roof. And now I literally wanted to buy a pump shotgun, but they were sold out. So it wasn't like it was just me thinking like, I got to go get some protection for my home. And I hope I never had to pull it on anybody. I hope I never had to pull it on nobody. Ever, you know, so that's why I don't think it's cool that you just flash these things. But I was almost going to take a picture the other day. I did take a picture with it, and I was almost going to post it on social media just to kind of explain to people, like, these defunded police people and these people that think, like, there should be no police whatsoever, that it's, like, should be, I guess, civilian justice. What it would look like when you got to walk to the grocery store. And it would be me with my 12-gauge shotgun and both of my shotgun shell belts, you know, strapped around me. You know what I'm saying? Every single shotgun shell I have would literally have to go with me. Because if there's no cops and there's no law enforcement, criminals would be licking their chops, robbing us every single day, one by one, left by right. Just one after another, you know, like, because these people, like, you know, they act like everybody is supposed to love everybody and just hold hands and run off into the sunset together. But yeah, ask, where's Ja Morant's parenting? Where's his agent in his ear? I mean, who's in this guy's ear right now? He's definitely got the wrong set of friends around him. If I was Ja Morant, and now, just for some context, majority of my friends are black. Bird would have been like, yo, man, what the fuck are you doing? You just blew $30, $40 million, man. What are you doing? Like, Bird would have been, my homie Bird would have been my ear. Homie Stranger the Great would have been calling me like, yo, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? You fuck it up for both of us. You fuck it up for both of us. Because he know, like, if I made it, he made it. You know what I'm saying? Big homie Chris Roker, you know. Shouts Chris Roker. 133% owner of Dizzle. Check him out, DizzleBrand.com. You know, I always promote on my podcast. Roker would have been like, yo, what are you doing, man? You just blew $30 million. And you're about to blow another $100 million on a Nike. You know how much money that we could use? We need that money for, we could invest that in the Dizzle, New Litter, Paul Pickett podcast, promo, like, What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, my only white friend would be calling me like, what are you doing, man? You know, you could be giving me some of that money. You just blew $30-40 million, and you could be giving me some of that right now. You could be buying me a house and a car and all this right now, but you blew $30-40 million. You know, like, probably complete strangers that literally not in my life no more would just come back in my life and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You just blew $30-40 million. You know? And to be honest with you, I'm surprised they're not screaming racism on that one. Because he did get voted out because of his character. But I would argue, if it was Luka Doncic doing the same damn thing, the voters would have been looking at him sideways too. Because that's the thing now. These voters, they're bringing politics into the mix. They're bringing emotions into the mix. They're bringing all types of things into the mix. They're bringing racism, virtue signaling. They're bringing all these things into the mix. You know, and that's why I think, like, right now the MVP vote has no credibility whatsoever going forward. They need to wait until further into the season, you know, through the playoffs. Because, I mean, clearly, man, like I said, Joel Embiid literally only made MVP because it was more of an anti-Jokic vote. We have to vote against this guy so people won't shame us and call us out and label us as racist when they weren't racist. I mean, were they racist when they voted for Giannis 2 years straight? You know? And predominantly Black American athletes have won the MVP in my lifetime. You know? That's the thing, man. Basketball fans, real basketball fans, recognize who's the best. We recognize who's the top dogs of this shit. We recognize when cats are starting to slip and fade and fall, and when cats are starting to come up above and rise on them. And Ja Morant, man, like, he got to get it together, man. You're going to have a long career, but you're going to have a short one if you keep doing these things. And I would argue that Ja Morant probably jeopardized a shit ton of endorsements. A shit ton of endorsements. You know, and that's the thing, like, as a marketing and advertising guy, I don't understand taking any kind of stance that would cause you to lose all your endorsements. It just makes no sense. I mean, I just saw a Panera. They got Kyle Kuzma's doing Panera commercial. I've never seen a Kyle Kuzma commercial. He's doing Panera. He looked like the happiest dude doing Panera. He's the only celebrity doing Panera. I can't imagine Kyle Kuzma would want to do anything to jeopardize his Panera sponsorship and endorsement that he's got going on over there. And I ain't gonna lie, the commercial makes sense. You know, what they're advertising, their new little ice drink, the little slushy drinks or whatever. Kyle Kuzma does wear a lot of bright different colors like their drinks. And he don't even got to do nothing really in the commercial. It's except to say one line, simple, easy. I can't imagine Kyle Kuzma is trying to screw up Panera Bread. Like, that's the thing. That's his biggest advertisement since being a Laker. He ain't got as much promotion since being a Laker, you know? And like, Ja Morant is like, you know, you're like the Bud Light of NBA players right now, man. You know, you don't know what you want to do. You don't know if you want to be a rapper or a NBA player or promote beer to just transgenders or to just people who actually drink your beer. You know, it's crazy. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.